This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of headlines, a lot of news, a lot of developments. But, you know, I'm a doctor, and I am expected to give you guys the health headlines. And sometimes the health headlines are not as exciting as the political headlines or the economy headlines or the national security headlines. But being a physician, board-certified family physician, and being given the opportunity to do a nationally syndicated radio show, I have to do what I'm expected to do. So, here's a health headline. Hugs, right? Like hugs and kisses? Hugs do make you feel better. That's a health headline, okay? Look, let me do my job. I'm going to do my job, and then I get to move on. Apparently, hugging it out, okay, can be good for you. This comes from Carnegie Mellon University. It's a study from the Department of Psychology. And it was published this week at Plus One, looking at the social interactions of more than 400 people over 2 weeks. Looked at their daily activities, their moods, their physical interactions, and it revealed a causal link between emotional states, conflicts, and the number of hugs a person gave or received. Don't you hate getting a hug from somebody who you don't want hugging you? I'm like, leave me alone, step back, bounce. Anyway, these are headlines, these are health headlines, hug. I honestly, though, I do agree with it, and I'll talk about it in a sec, but let's really dig deep into this very high, powerful medical headline. They say results indicated that there was an interaction between hug receipt and conflict exposure, such that receiving a hug was associated with a smaller conflict-related decrease in positive affect and a smaller conflict-related increase in negative affect when assessed or assessed concurrently. What the heck was that? Did you guys understand that? Basically, CNN translated it for us, saying hugging helped people feel less poorly after some kind of conflict or negative event during their day. People need a hug. And both men and women. Guys need hugs, too. Yeah, ladies, guys like cuddles. They do. Guys really do. Now, I'm not a worldly expert on men. I can't comment on Serbian men or Norwegian men or Italian men, but I have dated a lot of American men, and they like to cuddle. They do. And I don't think it's a ploy just for sex. I think guys like hugs. Remember, let's go back to this for a little bit here, okay? Let's go back. Okay. Boys do really well with their mommies. They have some trouble with their dads. There's that competition. There needs to be. In the animal kingdom, you need to learn how to fight and gain your muscle and compete. And so dad is going to be your biggest competitor. Dad will purposely push you hard because dad wants to make you strong. That's what dad's jobs are. Dad needs to make you a man. Make you very rough. That's what the guys do. Now, mommies go, oh, my poor little baby. Oh, my baby. And I do that, too. Trust me. You know, I've come from a long line of women who were bra burners. Very, very, you know, successful in progressing the women's movement. But when it comes to my baby boys, I am going to baby them. I am going to nurture them. I am going to smother them. So if I think daddy is making them do things, you know, that, you know, are a little bit more advanced for their age, I'm going to be like, oh, my poor babies. And the boys like that. Boys like being mommied. Now, everybody thinks, all right, well, that goes away once they turn 15. Because they're teenagers and all that. No, no, not entirely. There's always a little bit of every guy kind of loves to be mommied. Now, if your mommy was a psycho, no. A lot of us, you know, no, we don't want to even remember our moms. Some people. But for those of us who loved our mommies, sometimes that little bit of mommy-ish, mommying, is appreciated. Now, mommies have to be very, very careful. Because we always look like we're in the way. And even if the boys like being mommied, if they're around others when you're in the mommying process, they're not going to like it. But to think that a guy doesn't want a hug, doesn't want to be held, doesn't want his hair stroked, right, doesn't want, you know, a neck rub is wrong. Guys love attention. They do. Most guys do. Now, the opposite, a lot of people don't realize this with women. Guys think women always want to be hugged. No, we don't. If my deodorant is wearing off, I don't want you coming close to me. If my breasts are tender because it's that time of the month, please don't hug me. I don't want them crushed against your chest. That hurts. Hugs sometimes hurt. If I have sore muscles, don't come up and start giving me a neck rub because you might hit fibromyalgia points and that may hurt. If I just farted, I don't want you coming into my circle and giving me a hug. So women actually want less hugs than people think. Men want more hugs. So it's fascinating, but nobody talks about this. And I got to be very careful because I could really lose my PMS privileges, you know, from, I don't know, the women powers that be. But it's true. So, does a hug make people feel better? Yes. Does conflict resolution feel better? Yes. Does touching feel better? Yeah, people like to be touched. Now, the problem is we're in the middle of Me Too. We're in the middle of, you know, trying to combat sexual harassment in the workplace. You go up to a female coworker because you guys had a bad meeting and hug her, you're going to jail. These days, it's ridiculous. So you can't hug anybody at work. I love hugging, but you can't do it at work anymore. Can't do it at Walmart. Can't hug somebody. You know how much I would love to hug a stranger? What was that commercial? The commercial where you just hug a stranger? I'd love to hug a stranger. Can't do it now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what went wrong also. You know, you saw all these people go to college. A lot of people get into college, they get some scholarships, they get some student loans, and all of a sudden we see their debts skyrocket. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, by the way, for making this happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. And we really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So student debt has been rising, and I guess the average undergraduate does not feel confident that they could pay off their student loans before they get middle-aged. And for those of us that didn't pay off our loans till we were middle-aged, we didn't save for retirement. I didn't. I turned middle-aged. Right now, middle-aged is like when you're in your 40s. So I just started becoming middle-aged. It used to be like 35 to 55, and then they changed it to like 45 to 65. But here I am now with hardly any savings because student loan debt and cost of living and then the recession. Boy, that was ridiculous. That blew through any savings, because I knew how to save. I knew how to put money away. Doesn't matter. We had to burn through it all during the recession. So now we have the younger generation, and we need the younger generation to be robust. We need them to be financially secure because we need them to pay for us. I was talking to a Democrat the other day. It was fine. You can talk to a Democrat. It's fine. It was okay. No. I did not need Valium afterwards. It was okay. Can I tell you what I spoke to the Democrat about, please? Okay. So I was talking to a Democrat. And he was saying, why don't we do Medicare for all? You know, for liberty and justice for all, Medicare for all. And the other person at the table said, well, that could work if we had the money. How do you pay for Medicare for all? And my argument is, okay, Medicare is okay. Think we could do a lot better for our seniors, and Medicare used to be better. But the more people going on Medicare, the worse it becomes. In fact, a lot of doctors don't take Medicare anymore because of the, oh, sorry, we're denying the claim, or we're not paying this, or whatever. And so the VA system, to me, is a little bit more of a barometer of example of what national health care would be like. And the VA system is a cluster. And so Medicare for all might not work. And in order to pay for Medicare for all, one reason why I don't think it'll work is we don't have enough people putting in tax dollars. We don't have enough people paying taxes. So I look to the younger people because I'm going to eventually, God willing, be on Medicare. I am scared to death on how I'm going to look and be like a senior. You guys think I'm annoying now. Oh, my gosh. Because that's when you don't even care. See, still, I care what people think about me. But when I'm older, I'm going to be like, oh, the heck with this. I'm going to say whatever the heck I want. You know? Anyway. So I do worry about the young ones out there. So what's going on with this increased debt? So, okay, well, first, tuition now is ridiculous. Tuition costs are higher than they've ever been. The other thing that I think is really stupid is four-year degrees are really becoming more rare. Now the average degree takes 5 years. 5 years? It used to take 4 years to get a degree. Oh, well, you need X number of credits. So all of a sudden they squeeze out another year. That's BS. Now, I worked while going to college. I had about 3 different part-time jobs. And in between classes, I would tutor. I would, if I had an hour and a half between each class, I would tutor for an hour. I would be making money whenever I could. Nowadays, a lot of students don't multitask. They're, you know, school's hard. They need to be competitive. So they don't work while going to school. A lot of them don't. Then, since more people have college degrees, you having a degree doesn't buy you a job anymore. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, if you didn't have a high school diploma, you were screwed. But if you had a college degree, you would stand out. Now, you really don't stand out. A lot of people have degrees. You could get degrees online. Everybody and their mother seems to have a degree right now. So if that's the case, you're not going to get a job right away. Then, let's say you do get a job. It may not be the fanciest job. But now, it costs a hell of a lot more to live. Your phone service, your Wi-Fi, your rent, your transportation. You know, I mean, I would bum rides or take the bus. You know, people used to hitchhike. Now, no. Everybody's kind of required to have their own car or pay for Uber. Things cost more. Now, the Congressional Budget Office projects what we're paying in terms of student loans to rise. Apparently, they project that the total amount of new federal student loans they will issue this year is going to be nearly $1.5 trillion. By the year 2025, $2.5 trillion for student loan debt. I spoke with Andrew Coates. He's been on the show. He's a candidate for University Regent in Southern Nevada. And Andrew Coates said, one way that colleges can help students keep their debt under control is by locking in tuition rates. This means that tuition will not be increased while a student pursues their degree. By locking in tuition, Students will know, he says, exactly how much they will pay each year in college, which will help them budget accordingly. That's Andrew Coates, again, a candidate for University of Regent. That happens. While you're in the middle of college and going through your degree, prices hike. It's ridiculous. So then you have to borrow more. So how can students curb their debt? Okay, first, guys, you've got to choose an affordable college. Now, according to U.S. News data, they say the average cost of tuition and fees for the 2018-2019 school year was $35,676 at private colleges. Now, that's not including what it costs to go to Harvard. But almost $36,000 a year to go to a private school. Why? Why do you have to go to a private school? State residents of public colleges are $9,700 a year, still a lot of money, but at least it's a little bit more doable. $21,600 for out-of-state tuition for out-of-state students that go to a state school. Still, though, a lot of universities easily exceed these numbers. So maybe you want to get credits early at a community college and then finish your degree at the university. A lot of people don't care if you took your English and your math and your basic requirements at community college. It's great. You can even get your degree at community college. Now, I live in the West, so I don't think there's as much emphasis of you having gone to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or that. Back East, maybe it's a different culture. Maybe back East, yeah, where you go to college gets you the job. All right, but I live in the West. We're a little bit more podunk. Well, it's all good. Me, I went to UNLV. A university school, and I saved tons of money, especially since they offered, scholarships. If you were a Nevada student who got good grades, they made it very affordable. And then I went to medical school in-state. Again, saved money. So if you don't really have to, for your degree, be at a fancy private college, don't. I know you want to go out of state and you want to get away from mom and dad, then go to an in-state school in another city. Then, a lot of you guys are not researching loans, grants, and scholarships. A lot of people think, well, I'm not going to get anything because I'm a white male. Well, there are still scholarships for white males. True, there's demographics that'll get scholarships. But, well, this is interesting, there's the Pell Grant. And Mark Kantrowitz, publisher and vice president for SaferCollege.com, says 2 million students did not get a federal Pell Grant because they didn't file their FAFSA. FAFSA is a free application for federal student aid. They didn't think they were eligible, so they didn't apply for the Pell Grant. That's money right there. Scholarships are the best because you don't have to pay them back. So go to scholarships.com, look at some scholarships out there, see what you can apply for. But there's money out there. People are always putting money into scholarships and kids, etc. So, budget. Kids now these days have to budget. If they're used to mom and dad paying for their cell phone, paying for their data plans, if they shop online, if they're used to eating out nightly, then they get a big culture shock when they live on their own. So you need to budget expenses early. Stick to it. You also have to avoid the credit card trap. These credit cards that you get, unfortunately, have real high rates, sometimes up to 25% interest rates. So only borrow on your credit card what you can pay for each month. If not, just you're going to be in debt even more. And try to purchase less beer, guys, gals. Maybe carpool to class, use the school Wi-Fi, save some money. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One good thing about the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who had served in the Bush administration, is that it's brought Republicans together, that according to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't know many times where Trump and Bush have been saying the same thing. The power of Brett Kavanaugh is that it brought our party together from Trump Republicans, libertarians, vegetarians, Bush Republicans. We all see in this a good man, bad process, that if it's allowed to continue, will destroy the judiciary, I think, and turn the country upside down.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team on Friday began to seize the Trump Tower condo owned by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The condo was among the four other listed properties in New York that the special counsel is seeking to seize. Three bank accounts and one life insurance policy are also the target of the forfeiture, according to court documents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I took off one of my shoes, and I mean, that shoe is kind of stinky. And so I hope none of you guys kind of smell the shoe. I don't know why. I worked out in these are my tennis shoes. I worked out in them. And I just took off one shoe, and already the studio is kind of stinky a little bit. So if you guys get that smell coming through the radio, I want to apologize. But, it's not that bad. I know I can put some powder on it, but I just smell foot. So I want to apologize. Okay. So let's move on. Did you guys hear about this radio segment, okay, on a radio show on Z107.7, St. Louis? They have a segment on that station called Dirty Little Secret. And I guess a baker, someone who bakes goods, called in. Didn't identify which bakery she works at. And she said on air that she sometimes lies to customers about baked goods being gluten-free. Now, that is some serious stuff. I know we make fun of a lot of the whole, you know, oh, is this gluten-free? Is this, you know, but if somebody has true celiac disease, they have to go to a special baker. You don't mess with them. Celiac disease is some serious stuff, which we're going to talk about. But this confession happened on Z107.7, St. Louis' segment called Dirty Little Secret. And the station also shared a quote picture of the caller's claims on their Facebook page. So viewers weighed in, and this story went viral. Some people are like, is that illegal? So Kara Myers, a viewer, posted, if I eat something that has been cross-contaminated, I get dizzy. It gets so bad that sometimes I can't even walk, she says. Next comes heartburn, followed by vomiting. Every single time this happens, I wake up from a dead sleep, throwing up in my sleep. It's both terrifying and disgusting. Then comes the horrible stomach cramps, followed by a headache and intense drowsiness. A small amount of gluten, she said, is like a sedative to me. The last time I was cross-contaminated, I slept for 18 hours straight. Now, I don't know how she sleeps for 18 hours straight and vomits, but still, nonetheless, she's going through a real bad reaction. And a baker, who I'm assuming is owning the bakery, decided to go online or on air and admit that. Oh, I would love to have a segment like that, Dirty Little Secret. No, I'd be worried. I don't think a lot of what you guys, I think a lot of your secrets is something that we can't even talk about on air. I don't know how good that would be. And then I would have to admit some of my secrets. I don't really have many secrets. You guys already know that one of my foot stinks. One of my shoes stink. So Myers continued to explain that eating a piece of bread with gluten could land her in the hospital. And criticized the caller for thinking it wasn't a big deal. So I find this very revealing because we've been talking about for a while, are some of these gluten-free products really gluten-free? There was a study a while back saying, no, they found things in it. In fact, let me see if I could pull that up. I wonder if it was through the NIH. Hold on a second. I want to pull that up. It's hard to do a literature search. How would you guys Google that? Gluten-free fraud? Maybe something like that. I don't know if that would be... let me see here. No, I want something that they probably, that wouldn't be in a very fancy medical article, but foods claiming to be gluten-free that don't. Let's try that one. I use Google. Gluten-free that don't. Okay, let's try that. I don't think, I remember there was a study we talked about on air. There we go. Okay, Healthline did a story. Yep, there we go, last year. Where many foods could be misleading. They say 30% of adults say they are trying to cut back on gluten. And a lot of these products that say gluten-free aren't technically gluten-free. Now that stinks for a company that's really trying to be honest, that actually is trying to be gluten-free. Dr. Garber, a PhD and associate professor of pediatrics at UCSF, and the chief nutritionist at the school's eating disorder program, said the choice of eating only gluten-free products is based on perceived health benefits and not out of medical necessity. A lot of people are doing it, apparently, for health reasons. Going, oh, well, I'm going to be gluten-free because I think it will help. Here's my thing with gluten-free. Gluten remembers a protein in bread. And so if you have irritable bowel or you have an insensitivity to that protein, and remember, gluten is a protein. It's found in wheat, barley, and rye. And you notice you do better, then fine. Buy gluten-free. But don't do it because you think you're getting more vitamins. Apparently, in this study, they compared 700 gluten-free products and gluten-containing products, and they found that gluten-free bread had higher amounts of lipids, higher amounts of saturated fats. Gluten-free pasta had lower protein. And so some gluten-free products, whether they're being truthful or not, may not necessarily be the quote-unquote healthiest option. Now, what is celiac disease? Well, celiac disease is why we have gluten-free. That's where this gluten-free came from. Because these are people that have an enteropathy or a bowel disorder or a disease, an immune response that happens when gluten gets into the system. And this immune response starts in the small intestine. It can damage the small intestine's linings, prevent you from absorbing nutrients, and you can get diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, bloating, anemia, and some serious complications. Children with celiac disease or SPRU, if they malabsorb, they don't develop, they don't grow. There's no cure. So what we do is we do a strict gluten-free diet. People will lose weight. They can't digest well. They look malnourished. So they may be anemic because of iron deficiency. They may have low bone density. Their bones may get soft. They may get rashes. Dermatitis herpetiformis, which is like a blistery skin rash. They may have poor dental enamel. They may have mouth ulcers, according to Mayo Clinic. Headaches, fatigue. They'll start getting tingling and nervous system, nerve issues because, again, they're not getting the vitamins. Joint pain, sometimes the spleen could be affected, acid reflux, heartburn. And these little kids could have muscle wasting, poor appetite, a swollen tummy, chronic diarrhea, vomiting, short stature, delayed puberty. It is some serious stuff. So what do we think happens? Well, they think that celiac disease occurs from an interaction between genes and then eating foods with gluten. They don't exactly know why this happens. They don't know if it's something during the infant feeding phase, you know, the early infant, in early infancy. Maybe it's the gut bacteria. But celiac disease many times gets triggered. So if you have a 45-year-old friend that goes, all of a sudden, I have celiac disease, and they're like, wait a second, I grew up with you, and you were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as the day is long, and they didn't have gluten-free bread back then, you could develop this. It could happen after surgery, stress, pregnancy, childbirth, a viral infection. Then all of a sudden, now your immune system is primed, and it overreacts to gluten in the food. That happened to me with onions. All of a sudden, if I eat onions, I get sick. I love onions. I was fine. And then overnight, I developed a sensitivity to it. So they say it affects 1% of the population, more common in Caucasians. We do see it in other ethnic groups. We do see it in people that have maybe diabetes, autoimmune thyroid disease, rheumatoid arthritis, so some people with immune issues. But a lot of people, I guess, have it more than we think. Not all gluten-free diets work, but we do need gluten-free products for these people. So if there are bakers out there that are lying to sell their products, going, oh, yeah, yeah, they won't know, and a lot of people don't know, especially if they don't have gluten insensitivity, that's fraud. So do I think it's illegal? I don't know if it's illegal, but it is fraudulent. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800
and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you guys probably haven't heard much about open enrollment coming up November 1, have you? Oh, that's my Apple. Okay, oh good, Apple is singing also here. You guys haven't heard much, have you? I haven't. I mean, we're in October. True, a lot of the media stories start getting a little heavy a couple weeks before. But usually by now we hear something. What's happening with the premiums? What's happening with the options? It's been quiet. Now maybe it's been quiet because of the whole Kavanaugh nomination. Maybe it's been quiet because there's so much other news coming out of the White House. But I think I know why there's not a lot of news. It's because premiums are going down. We're hearing in multiple states, premiums are going down. Medicare Advantage premiums are decreasing by 6% in 2019. I hear Minnesota rates are declining for a second year in Minnesota. New Jersey is going to also have a drop. New Jersey health insurance rates, we're being told, is dropping 9.3%. Nevada, health insurance rates barely changing. So what we've done looks like, I mean, not we, I can't take credit for this, but apparently something's changing. Something's coming around the bend here. Now, maybe it's because Trump has made some new policies when it comes to health insurance. Maybe it's because Obamacare is about to die and these insurance companies are like, wait a second. We need to be able to compete in the marketplace. We need people buying insurance. Officials in Minnesota cite several reasons. They say there are fewer sick people seeking health care on the individual market. There's a lower cost per doctor visit, and the economy is doing better. Maybe more people have jobs now. So if they have jobs, they could get employer health insurance. So they don't have to buy their own expensive claim. They don't have to buy, their own expensive plan. And when you have less individual people buying in the market, that might change things, because employer-based insurance has to be cheaper. They say the most important is the reinsurance plan passed by the legislature last year. The fund reimburses health plan carriers for their losses on their most expensive claims, and they think that has reduced overall rates by as much as 20%. The Minnesota Department of Commerce Commissioner says for 2019, the rate schedules for all five carriers are showing rate decreases. Many other states are seeing the same. Now, employee health insurance deductibles are rising. Apparently, the Kaiser Family Foundation surveys every year, and they find that the average deductibles for workers and employee health plans rose 4.5% this year to $1,573. They say more large companies are trying to rein in costs by rewarding workers who take steps to get healthier. So premiums may be going up with your or premiums or deductibles may go up with this new enrollment. But individual insurance seems to be going down. And capitalism may be driving costs down. Personally, I miss the days where deductibles would be like $250 at their most. I miss those days. Or there could be a high-risk plan where you had to come up with $1,000 out of pocket. Now, our deductible was, what, $12,000 a year at the height of Obamacare? Now, the only problem is a $1,500 deductible for most people. These deductibles are such a racket. So you know how deductibles work. Insurance will not kick in or pay until you've come out of pocket $1,500, if you have, let's say, a $1,500 deductible. So you're like, all right, well, if I go to the ER, if I go to the doctor a couple times, I'll probably end up paying that. Well, not entirely. Remember, doctor's visits get reduced by the insurance company. So let's say your doctor does a full-blown physical, all the works. And let's say cardiac screen, all sorts of stuff. So the bill looks like it's over $1,000. If insurance comes back and only knocks it down to $150, and then the doctor bills you $150, that $150 is all that gets counted towards your deductible. So to make $1,500, because they pay doctors so crappy, it could take you multiple visits throughout the year to hit that deductible. And the average person does not hit the deductible, and lo and behold, by January 1, the deductible starts all over again. So we're coming into now the last quarter of the year. And so if you guys have anything medical to do, do it now. The problem is Christmas week and New Year's week. That's not the best time to go to the doctor because most doctors are on vacation. So if you need to get anything done, do it in October, November. And then do your follow-ups in December. So hopefully you could close some chapters before your deductible starts again January 1st. So according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the average deductible for a worker in an employer health plan this year is $1,573, up 4.5% from $1,505 in 2017. So where do we go now? If deductibles have doubled from 2008 to 2018, and wages have only risen 26%, according to Kaiser Family Foundation, we're still not where we need to be. Now, what some large employers have been doing is offering cash incentives of up to $500 a year for employees who complete the health screening and health risk assessment programs. So employers are trying to coax workers to make their healthcare dollars go further by offering less expensive options like retail clinics, telemedicine visits. So if you see your doctor by video online or by phone, that could save money. Save money for the insurance company, save money for the employer. So where's the incentive? Well, if it saves you money. They say 3/4 of the large employers now pay for telemedicine visits with doctors over the phone or video chat. That's up from 27% in 2015. The only thing is, does the average employee want to be medically evaluated over Skype? One, we don't really have a lot of privacy. You have no idea if someone else is in the room. You don't know if somebody's hacking. Is there going to be a video footprint of that? Number two is, are you being touched? Is somebody looking down your throat? Is somebody looking in your ear? Is somebody listening to your heart during telemedicine? Now, yes, a lot of things could be done over the phone. A lot of things could be done. As long as the doctor doesn't get sued for missing something. You know, if they start changing the malpractice laws, then, okay, you know, we could go there. Like if somebody says, look, doctor, you know, I've been having these bladder infections. I get them once a year every time we celebrate our anniversary. So I have another bladder infection. Can you call in an antibiotic? Yeah, that could sometimes work. The only thing is who's doing the follow-up? Who's checking the urine? Who's checking the kidneys to make sure this isn't going to the kidneys and turn into a pyelonephritis? So these are things that need to be, thought of. But if we could keep costs down, start to overcome the destruction that the ACA did, and be able to start bringing premiums down, then later we could start bringing deductibles down. What we need to do is give more power to the consumer. If the consumer says, I'm not going to buy a crappy insurance plan that has $12,000 deductible, I'm only going to buy an insurance plan that has $1,000 or less deductible, then insurance companies are going to have to come up with that. See, right now there's been such a monopoly. The government allowed that. Well, we will subsidize, and we'll subsidize your high premiums. Well, when the government's going to stop subsidizing it, insurance companies are going to have to then get the money from their consumer. And if you want to get money from the consumer, you're going to need volumes of consumers. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.